Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody, with Bob Christopher and Richard Piper. I'm Bob Davis, and we're live on the air right now to talk about how the Basic Gospel intersects with your daily life and how the Word of God can help you experience true life and freedom in Jesus Christ. The number is 1-800-677-9377. Don't wait. Call right now if you can. 1-800-677-9377. It's Basic Gospel. Hear it, believe it, live it. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. So how do we live a life of freedom and abundance in Christ Jesus? Well, I think the simple answer is to figure out which covenant you belong to. Are you a part of the old covenant or part of the new covenant? And once you figure that out, then this life of freedom can be yours. We were under the old law of sin and death. The old covenant, those Ten Commandments, that was really a covenant between God and the people of Israel. Gentiles weren't really included, but it pointed to a broader law, a spiritual law of sin and death. And all of us were subject to that. We were under the law of sin and death. Now, there's no freedom there. Under that law, you're controlled by sin. Your destiny is eternal separation from God. Jesus Christ, through his death, burial, and resurrection, frees us from that, rescues us from that, and puts us into a different covenant called the new covenant, the covenant that he ushered in after he died. You know, a will doesn't go into effect until the one who made it died. So Jesus Christ's death was the inauguration, the ratifying of this new covenant. And that's where we live today. It's a covenant where God remembers our sins no more. It's a covenant in which we all know him, from the least of us to the greatest. It's a covenant that guarantees that we are the people of God. It grants us assurance of salvation. And it's a covenant in which God comes to live inside of us through his Spirit. He places his laws in our hearts and in our minds. And when we understand we're in that new covenant, then we can experience freedom. That's the place of freedom. You try to go back to the old, try to live according to the rules and regulations, the rituals, you're going back to bondage. So Jesus says, don't go there. The law had a purpose. Once that purpose was fulfilled, the law stepped back and gave way to Jesus. Why? Because the law knows that in Jesus is real freedom, and the law actually wants us to experience freedom. So the law gives way so that we can experience the freedom that Christ has set us free to experience in this new covenant. So which covenant are you in, old covenant or new? I hope you will answer the new.
Absolutely. Well, of course, that's what we proclaim, the Basic Gospel and the new covenant right here at Basic Gospel. 1-800-677-9377, a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada. 1-800-677-9377. The lines are wide open right now. And friends, don't wait until the latter part of the program to call, because we'll run out of time. Want to get to your answer just as quickly as possible. So call now, 1-800-677-9377. Guys, a question for Brad, who writes to us from Austin. Reading Luke 4 brings up a question. Why did Jesus wait until he was 30 years old to start his ministry? Couldn't he have started sooner? And why was it so short? Oh, so three questions, maybe.
Well, that's a great question. You know, the whys and the wherefores. I often wondered, you know, why did it take so long for Christ to be born? Why was it 4,000 years after the sin of Adam and Eve that Christ came into the world? Well, it was the right time, according to Galatians. Mm-hmm. At the right time, God sent forth his Son. Born of a virgin, born under law. So it was the right time. Why did Jesus wait until he was 30 years of age? Because it was the right time. And that was the time the Father told him to make himself known. So why did Jesus do the things that he did when he walked on planet Earth? He did them because the Father told him to do those things. So at the age of 30, he got a word from his Father, said, it's your time. And he sent him to be baptized by John the Baptist to make that declaration to the people of Israel that he was indeed the Messiah. And once that took place, he took center stage. John the Baptist decreased so that Jesus Christ could increase. Why was it then? Because that was the time that God the Father had ordained for his ministry to take place?
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty simple answer, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. And it makes me wonder why it took me so long to figure out things as well. It took me 33 years to come to the truth and accept him into my life. So, hey, I wonder that as well.
That's right. I think that's one of those things that is important for us to realize. You know, most folks come to Christ at an early age. I think those junior high years and those high school years, the informative years, that's when faith can really take root. And so I think statistics show that almost 80% of believers came to know Christ early in life. But there's this other 20%.
The hard-headed ones.
That's right. You know, in their 20s and 30s and 40s and maybe even deathbed conversions.
Right.
And you think, why did it take so long? Well, that just was the right time for that person. God knows, and it just worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
So we can think, I've talked with folks who came to Christ late in life, and they sometimes get mad. You know, why did God wait so long?
Yeah.
Well, he had to be patient with you.
Yeah, you weren't ready.
So he was patient with you, and eventually salvation came. So thank him.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Thank him from the bottom of your heart.
Yes, indeed. 1-800-677-9377. Give us a call, friends.
Let's go to Mandeville, Louisiana, and talk with Bob, listening to us on WLNO. Hi, Bob.
Richard,
hey, guys. You know, 25 years ago, I started listening to you guys.
Well, fantastic.
I think I've been with you since the Baptist Seminary eruption.
I remember that well.
Put it that way.
Yes.
At any rate, I wanted to tell you, Bob, that I bought, years ago, 15 or more years, 10 of your books. And I decided that your ministry has meant a lot to me and really unleashes the power of the Holy Ghost and the Father and the Son in a vibrant life that I wish all Christians had, freedom. And I took your book and I gave it out to various friends and family, some who knew Christ and some who didn't. And wouldn't you know that, you know, and this is 15 years later, a fella I knew came up to me and said, you know, that book rode around in my trunk for years. And he said, I finally got it out, and me and my wife started reading it, and, you know, it reconciled our marriage and kept us from getting divorced.
Man, what a great testimony. And I think it speaks to something. You know, we're sometimes afraid to share what we know about Christ with others. We're afraid we might mess up, say the wrong thing, do more harm than good. And sometimes because of that, we don't do anything. We just kind of sink back or retreat back into our lives and just our little boundaries and never get outside of that. But I think one of the best ways that we can share the Lord is to hand another person a resource, whether it's a book, whether it's a CD, whether it's a video product, whether it's a little track. We never know what God is going to do with that. And sometimes those resources travel around in trunks of cars for years upon years. But eventually, they'll find their way into somebody's hands, and God will use them in a significant way. So don't ever underestimate what God can do just with the simplest of things, just handing a person a book, just saying, hey, I'm going to pray for you. Those things can be monumental in a person's life somewhere down the road. You're planting a seed. God is going to bring it to fruition. So, Bob, thanks for doing that. Thanks for reaching out to people. Thanks for loving them enough to...
I have one more thing. Please pray for me. I'm awaiting a kidney transplant, and it's all in God's hands. But pray for me. I'd love to have the people saying, let's pray for Bob. You don't need to know anything more. God knows who I am.
Absolutely.
Bob in Mandeville. And, you know, I felt that same way, Bob, you know, afraid to testify and stuff. But, you know, when it comes down to it and you ask the power of the Holy Ghost, you will testify, and it'll be as natural as can be.
That's right.
And it won't be any, you know, beating them over the head. It will be, I live my life this way. I found joy. And, you know, Bob, people want that joy. And so I just thank you I thank you for the 25 years, you and Bob, my Mississippi friend, and y'all keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Bob, and we'll be praying for you, and keep us posted, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, friend. Good to hear from you.
Yes, indeed.
Plenty of open lines, friends. 1-800-677-9377. Want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis, of course. And I want to remind you that the six-message series, Gateway to Grace, addresses the issue we all sometimes experience, just slogging through the day every day, filled with fear and guilt. It can help you break free and gain much more out of life. Gateway to Grace can swing open that door to a life of freedom and love, and it can be yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel during the month of July. To order, to request your copy, go online to basicgospel.net or call 1-800-727-2828. That's 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours, of course, for Gateway to Grace. Yours this month for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel.
Yeah, and let me talk a little bit about a gift of any amount. A gift of $35 to Basic Gospel this month will help us reach 100 people. A gift of $70 will help us reach 200 people. It's as simple as that. And so you can see that whatever amount you give is going to make a difference in helping connect the love of Jesus Christ to hurting hearts. That's what this ministry is all about. That's why we go on the air each and every day. We need your help. Between now and July 31st, we need $30,000 to meet our budget for the month, and we want to do that. We want to stay as current as we possibly can, and to do that, we need your help. So will you call 1-800-727-2828 today and make a gift? We would greatly appreciate it. Or go online to basicgospel.net and just click the support link, follow the instructions, and join the Basic Gospel family. If you can, make it a recurring gift. Mm-hmm. Do something every single month to keep this message going out loud, going out strong, so that many people can connect to the love of Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. Well, as the earth turns, here it comes, guys. This is from a listener in British Columbia. Says, I have a really embarrassing problem, he says. I have a fantastic wife. God has blessed me well, but a blessing I certainly don't deserve. My addiction started off with pornography. I was able to stay away from porn for a while, but I was always get roped right back in. From there, I started to go to webcam sites and then to sexual escorts. I hate myself for this. I hate what I've done. I wish there was a way I could go back in time and take all of this back, but obviously that's not an option. I don't know what to do to make this better and to get over my addiction and get my life back on track. What do you recommend for this guy in British Columbia?
Gosh, that is just such a prevalent problem today. I think you gather a group of men, you know, a big percentage are going to be somewhere down that pathway of sexual addiction, whether it's pornography, whether it's escalated to even greater forms of sexual immorality. That's just a problem a lot of guys face. And the interesting thing, there's a lot of women that are struggling with that today as well. So how do you go free? How do you experience freedom from that type of behavior? A couple of things. You have to recognize the nature of flesh. If your flesh has been satisfied or gratified in a certain way, it's always going to be gratified in that way. But it's going to push you for more and more and more, because what you had yesterday isn't enough to satisfy the flesh today. So you need more. And that's why pornography has this addictive nature. You're hooked on a little bit, and then you have to get more and more and more and more until you're doing the escort services and that sort of thing. So, one, understand the nature of the flesh. The second thing, realize the most spiritual thing you can do when temptation knocks at your door is to turn and run. We want to get to a point where we can withstand, that we're strong enough just to withstand. We will never get there, folks. It is never going to happen. So when temptation knocks, turn and run as fast as you can. Flee sexual immorality. That's what the Word of God has to say. So know when you're turning and running, you are doing exactly what the Lord Jesus wants you to do. It's the most spiritual thing you can do. For many, they feel like in running, they are admitting defeat. Well, admit defeat.
Yeah, you're already defeated.
Yeah, that's okay. That's why you need Jesus. And if he says turn and run, turn and run. The third thing, create boundaries. For goodness sakes, here this guy says, it just keeps roping me back in. Well, you know why it keeps roping you back in? Because you keep moving out there to where temptation is. Maybe you go home a certain way and there is, you know, a porno shop in your path, on your route home. Change routes. Go a different way. Oh, I don't know what happens. I'm driving along and all of a sudden my steering wheel just turns right into that place.
Yeah.
Well, why is that? Well, because I'm choosing to pass by that place each and every day. I'm choosing to go into a store that sells magazines. And for some reason, you know, my body just goes right over there. You got to set some boundaries, folks. And you do so because you recognize the nature of the flesh. You recognize that you're weak in that area. And so you set those boundaries. And then you say, Lord, put a different set of lenses on my eyes so that I can see things through your perspective. You have to see that your choice to be involved in pornography if you're married is a statement against your wife. And you need to learn to love her as Christ loved the church, and you need to ask the Lord to put that lens over your eye so that you can see her in that perspective. Here's somebody that is precious in God's sight, and I want to treat them accordingly.
Yeah. Okay, Bob and Richard, this is Basic Gospel, of course. Still some time on the clock with open lines, 1-800-677-9377.
Richard, did you have a follow-up?
Well, this guy's demonstrating something that is classic in the battle with sin, and that is he's focusing completely on the sin and saying, I should stop sinning. You never focus on the sin. In this case, quite literally, he's got to get his eyes off of the sin and on to Jesus, because the battle isn't with sin. The battle is a spiritual battle. And when we focus on Jesus and the Spirit renews our minds and teaches us how to think clearly and choose wisely, there really is a chance not to give in to the desires of the flesh. But if we're focused only on the sin and the failure, Satan has us right where he wants us, and he just continues to bring the condemnation and the temptation and banging you from pillar to post while you're just lost in that mess. Quit focusing on that sin.
So
go to Jesus.
Don't pray in the morning, Lord, help me not look at pornography.
Yeah, the last thing you want to say.
It's the worst prayer you can pray.
Yeah.
Why? Because Satan takes that prayer and starts asking the question, well, what pornography?
Yeah.
Which ones are you talking about? Oh, that one at that store or at that place or at that place. Uh-huh. And certainly you're going to hit those places that day. So hope that helps.
Yeah.
Well, let's go out to San Francisco and talk to Melvin listening to us on KDIA. Hi, Melvin.
Hello, guys. How are you? God bless you. I have probably two questions. The first question is Satan a man or a spirit?
Satan is an angel. He's an angelic being, a created being by God.
Okay. An angel is a messenger, right?
That's the function, a messenger, yes. A servant.
No. Okay. When Satan deceived Eve, and then God found out, so God said, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. So, offspring is like a seed, right?
Yeah, he's talking about Jesus Christ there.
Okay, but when God said, okay, and I will put enmity between your seed, between the woman's seed and your seed.
Yes?
I don't know if you know. So, is he talking about something, a sexual relationship, or what is it? I mean, because sometimes I don't understand. Who is the Satan seed? Who are the Satan seed or the offspring? Who are they?
Well, there's going to be, you know, those who are lost, those who are saved. There's going to be, you know, those that of the angelic world that fell with Satan, and those that didn't.
Why did God say it? I mean, your seed in the woman's, the man's seed, you know. Some people say that Cain was the son of the devil, that like Satan had sexual relationship with Eve. And then Cain was born.
Well, that's all speculation. I mean, that I don't think that is what actually happened.
Especially since Genesis 4:1 says that Adam lay with his wife Eve, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain. That's Adam, not Satan. It's explicitly denied by the Bible.
So Satan is not a man, right?
Satan is an angelic being, and, you know, I don't think they're capable of sexual relations. Some believe that they are. Some believe, for example, in Genesis 6, where it talks about, you know, the men, the daughters of men, and the sons of God. We're talking about angelic beings. That's a theory. I don't believe that's what the scripture is talking about. It's not fallen angels having sex with women. I don't think that's a possibility. I think we just have to realize sin caused a separation between God and man, and that gap has been brought together in Jesus Christ. He's bridged that gap so that we can have eternal life in him. And that's really what he's saying here, that he's going to put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. There's this spiritual battle. It's not just being waged by Satan, but there's a whole army that are waging that. They're basically his offspring. They have the same philosophy, the same mindset, the same purpose. Their purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. And God sent Jesus so that we could have life. And that's what this is talking about, Melvin.
Yeah, and the reason I ask you, because sometimes people ask me that question. You know, some guys, some people, some friends, I got some friends, and they ask me the question. And I don't care what it is, however, whatever it is, you know, I do believe in Christ, and he is the truth. And I know that nobody's going to confuse me, because I trust him, and I know he will honor his word.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I've always kind of leaned on in questions like this, don't go outside what the Word of God says. He doesn't give a lot of specifics. We have this story of how Satan fell as recorded in Isaiah 14, but there's not a lot of detail. It doesn't get into the origins. And so we try to speculate on how that could have happened, how that came to be, the whys and the wherefores. And when we do, it's interesting, it's intriguing, it's fascinating, but we move away from what the Word of God has to say and the very truths the Word of God wants us to know and experience. So in those matters, I say, keep with what the Word of God has to say. If the Word of God doesn't give the detail, leave it there. Don't try to speculate on what those details could be, because pretty soon you're going to make your own doctrine and you're going to be teaching things that are heretical and moving people away from the truth of God's word rather than closer to it. So, Melvin, thanks for your call today.
Yeah, we are out of time, Melvin. Thanks for your call. Hope you keep listening and call again. You know, friends, Basic Gospel is completely, totally, 100% dependent upon God working through you, his people, to keep this program on the air live each day with the truth that can set us free. Time is beginning to become a factor, and our offer to you for a gift of any amount this month to say thank you by sending you our newest CD series, Gateway to Grace, 6 messages and a study guide to help you see the truth about many of our long-held traditional religious beliefs and practices and show you the truth about the way they affect your life today and every day. This month, for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel, we'll send you Gateway to Grace. Again, basicgospel.net or call 1-800-727-2828. You know, social media is a very effective way to let others know what you're thinking, and we think it'll be great if you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at BasicGospelRDO. That would be a very good thing. Now for Bob and Richard and the staff, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel.